Chazal teach us that the Seder goes Maslil Beginosu Mesayim Beshvach. We start by discussing how low we were, how terrible it was, just how low we have sunk, but then we end up talking about our triumph, talking about our praises, and how we ended up on top. And there's a machlokas where the Ginos starts. Where did our downfall start? And one opinion is that it started with Avadim Hayinu, when we were slaves to Paro and Mitzrayim. That is where the Ginos starts, and some are bothered with a major question on this opinion. A Ginos is more something which is embarrassing, something which is a negative idea about us, but Avadim Hayinu is much more of a life circumstance. You imagine if someone was sick and we said, oh, it's terrible that they're sick. What a terrible person they are that they're sick. It's ridiculous. They can't control that. This Avadim Hayinu was a life circumstance. We were placed as slaves to Mitzrayim. Why exactly is this the Ginos? What does this mean? Also, Umesayim Bishvach, and we end by talking about how we became free. And yeah, we might have been free for a little bit, but all of the commentators ask, Akati Avde Achashverosh. We were still under other rule. So what exactly does it mean that we were free? Rav Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer has a beautiful explanation where he explains that the key to freedom is understanding that Hashem is in full control of everything. The Chayrus of Mitzrayim is something which never leaves us. We celebrated each and every year. We're supposed to feel each and every year as if we left from Mitzrayim, and it's something that never leaves because it was a time in history where Hashem showed that He knows what's happening in the world, He showed that He's involved in the world, and He showed that He cares about the Jewish people. He did it in a way which will forever show that Hashem is in charge, and that is the ultimate chayrus. Knowing that the big guy is on our team, knowing that God is on our side, is the ultimate freedom, the ultimate redemption. Now, Avadim Hayinu, true, is not the genus. It's not the negative part about us, the fact that we were slaves. Nothing we could have really done about that. But the genus is the next word. The genus is leparo. We didn't understand. We thought that we were just slaves to Paro, and Paro this, Paro that. We didn't fully understand that it was all coming from Hashem. We need to feel as if we were Avadim, or we are Avadim to Hashem. And what does it mean, Umesayim Beshvach? Yeah, we're still under other people's rule, where we were under other people's rule, but we had a better understanding that really everything comes from Hashem. You know, when we go through difficult times, when we deal with anything that we have to deal with, when we are able to understand that ultimately everything is coming from Hashem, and Hashem is Avinu Malkeinu, yes, He's Malkeinu, and He's a strict ruler, but He's also Avinu, and He's our Father, and He wants what's best for us. Yirtzeh Hashem, it will help us through all of the struggles. So yes, Avadim Hayinu is a genus, but not really. The real genus is leparo, that we didn't understand that everything comes from Hashem. Mirza Hashem, we should all move forward, continuing to understand that everything ultimately comes from God, and through that we should be zocha to the ultimate geula b'mehira v'yameinu. Amen.